Even though auto sales are down by about 19% nationally right now, that's an improvement over the numbers at the beginning of this year. The slump has meant big pay cuts for salespeople like Kathy Lemus. She's been selling cars at Cambridge Honda for the past 6 years, earning about $60,000 a year. But for the past year, she's watched her take-home pay drop by 20%. In our ongoing series about people living with less, we visit Kathy Lemus at the car dealership.
It's been tough because I am a single mom of an 8-year-old. So if I go down, he comes down with me kind of thing. So psychologically, it's been a lot of pressure, a lot of sleepless nights, stressed. I started to sell cars because I graduated being a mother first at 17. And from what I heard, this field was financially very rewarding. The first couple years were great. I was shopping every other day. Didn't care of coupons and, you know, what I was putting in my basket at the grocery store, nor was I looking at prices. We've now into this coupon thing, and, you know, we're watching what we're putting in the grocery basket, and, oh, my son feels it too. You know, he's not getting his Chips Ahoy, the three packages he used to get. You know, he's getting one now, and, you know, he's not getting that game that he wanted. And when you ask him, why doesn't mommy have money for games? Because she's got to put a roof over my head, and she's got to pay the electricity, and she's got to put food on the table. It's hard to hear. It's very hard to hear, especially with, you know, iPods and games that he wants, and the funds are just truly not available right now. My son's father helps out and pays, but only when it's convenient for him. He doesn't pay child support because he's not legal. I had the courts chasing him, but he keeps changing his social. So just at this point, you know, it's whatever he wants to give me. I can't really force him. There are months that you don't even break even on the rent, the bills, the food, child care. It's tough. You either start to borrow money or you pay them next month, and now your credit's going down the drain. I'm pretty much preparing myself again for the winter time. If this year's going to be just as bad as it was last year, we're in for starvation at this point.
Kathy Lemus is from El Salvador. She's in the process of becoming a U.S. citizen. Once she's naturalized, Lemus hopes to become a police officer.